How do you feel about your current website? Do you cringe when you look at it or hear that potential clients have checked it out? Maybe you feel it's a poor representation of you and your brand, or it's simply butt ugly and looks extremely outdated. You just know it sticks out for all the wrong reasons when compared with your competitors. Well, I can totally relate. But I've just launched a new website, which was months and months in the making with many highs and lows. It involved a complete makeover. Now, anyone who's seen me in recent months would have heard about this project and my keenness, that's a word, to get it off the ground. I've experienced some frustrations along the way, which I want to help you avoid from today's episode. Look, even though it's easy to blame others, ultimately I need to own those frustrations and acknowledge that everything comes down to me. So, in today's episode, I've got 7 tips for launching a new website to share with you. Now, if you're a regular listener, you've probably noticed that I went a little bit AWOL with the Marketing Me podcast over the last month or so. Well, this was predominantly due to my work on business time being consumed by the new project, as well as wanting to avoid the creation of extra show notes pages for the web developers mid-process. Because, you know, they already had 143 show note pages to deal with. So, and throughout all that, I lost the momentum a little bit with the show. But I'm back on board and came to reignite the podcast by talking about my experiences around the new website and my tips for ensuring a smooth process if you're about to or have plans to revamp yours or set up your very first website. Let's jump into the episode. Hello and welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. The show covers marketing and copywriting strategies to attract more clients to your health and wellness business, while also helping you build a stronger and more positive mindset. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I manage a team who can transform your words from rough ramblings to meaningful messages by outsourced copywriting or training at Right Time Marketing. Before we delve into today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to the show to ensure you always have easy access to inspiring and actionable tips. Okay, let's talk websites. Okay, firstly, Leanne, why did you want to give your website a massive makeover? Okay, well, look, the initial one was created 8 years ago now on WordPress, back when I started my business. Yes, 8 years ago. It was set up as part of a contra deal with a website designer I met at a networking event. Although I feel like I got the better end of the stick in regards to value because we didn't properly confirm the value swap. And I'm not sure I provided the equivalent value of copy to her clients, but hey, as I said, I came out the winner. I got a free website. I also got my logo designed for free as well through her. I just had this thing. Somehow I just get things for free. Having said that, look, I did learn about 12, 18 months later that original website wasn't optimized for SEO and didn't have Google Analytics set up. So I basically had a nice glossy online brochure that wasn't getting many eyes. So over the years, I played around with the SEO a bit myself, thanks to training from Kate Toon's Recipe for SEO Success online course, which I highly recommend. I had attempted to make my own design edits as well, but they just look like crap. I don't know about you. This is probably why I love Canva. I just don't have the right eye with doing things myself like that. I did attempt, though, about 18 months ago to create a Wix site myself, which started to look quite nice, but, you know, I never made the time to really focus on it, and I just got frustrated. So during all this time, I probably started hating my website a good few years ago now, but I'd often look at other copywriters' websites and other websites in general and pine over their beautiful and modern creations. My website looked extremely outdated in comparison. You might be able to relate to this. And for anyone shopping around for copywriters, it didn't give a good first impression. So yes, I built up brand awareness and have been making an impact on socials and my newsletters, this podcast, and in person at networking events. But my website was absolutely cringeworthy. I felt like it didn't properly reflect the brand status I'd built and created. I felt it didn't highlight that I'd become an SEO copywriting agency that also offered training. And it also didn't effectively showcase my podcast and meetups. I actually realized that recently when someone was introduced to me, wanting to do speaking opportunities. And she looked at my website and she's like, oh, I don't know how you can help me. I don't need a copy done. And it just brought to my attention how that my podcast and meetups weren't prominent enough. So anyway, with all these frustrations, I just stopped making edits to it, to be honest, meaning it was even more outdated and even more non-beneficial, totally not serving me. So I decided to stop beating around the bush and make the investment to get a proper modern website created by the experts. I had developed a great friendship with Shika from WebBloom Solutions, who I met via BX Networking about 18 months ago and had become, And so we've become good friends and she knew my business really well. And when I was after, I thought we'd go with her and the process began. So here are my 7 tips for launching a new website based on my own experiences. Number 1, get clear on what you want. And I think this was a massive downfall for me, even though I think that I know what I want. Once we got into it, I realized I didn't really. So this caused the initial process to drag on for so long. And this, we've been talking about the website for almost 12 months, like ridiculously too long. I just simply didn't have enough clarity on what exactly I wanted my business website to portray because I was still kind of just fumbling my way through of what I actually wanted my business to look like in the future. So I couldn't communicate that effectively to get the results I wanted. So I highly recommend getting that clarity first on what you're actually about. So look, then along with the proposal, initial proposal, the web developers provided me with samples of website designs for inspiration. And I didn't have the time to review those samples properly. So the developers just started developing a website design based on what they thought I wanted. And it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel like the amazingly different thing from what I already had. I might as well have just kept my existing website. So it was only when I put that time aside to go look at those samples and I realized that they weren't what I wanted at all. I wanted something completely different and that showed where my business is going, not where my business was. So the developers didn't realize I wanted a complete makeover with completely different copy. They were trying to design something that suited my existing copy and layout. I don't know how, but somehow I hadn't made it 100% clear that this was a complete redo and to ignore everything on my existing site. Because I kept trying to work with what I had. And I remember she was saying, I got great content. I'm like, but no, I'm starting from scratch. So that was a big issue there at the beginning. And look, I did have, I had provided a recently branded style guide. Recently created brand style guide, thanks to Elise Elliott from Pass the Salt. But the developers didn't really know properly how to use that information, use those colors, use those little cute icons. So I put aside the time to draw a layout of how I saw the homepage working. And I found other websites that I really did like to then, you know, show them. And I also thought about the navigational bars that would best reflect the direction I was taking my business. I told them the colors I wanted to use. So obviously my turquoise and aquas and a bit of purple, which is the new color Bring brought in, and the ones I wanted to use the least, like the peaches and yellows. I did actually give the feedback one point that I wanted to, it seemed to be lacking some femininity because it was a male who ended up designing it on Shika's team. And then they just put more of that peach. And I'm like, no, I just want that to kind of be there, but not be core focus. I'm not a peachy person. It doesn't go with my skin tones. So anyway, things did change as we went along, but the website development only really kicked off properly after I got that clarity. I was expecting too much mind reading from the suppliers, and that just wasn't fair. I don't like it when my clients expect mind reading from me. And as I kind of mentioned, I had thought that Sheikha was the one developing the website initially, which is why I approached her, because we had developed a really great connection. She knew my business really well. But it turned out that an offshore male member of her team was tackling the project. I wasn't actually expecting that or wanting that. I connected with her, and that's why I chose her. And I only actually found out this fact after the project was well underway. So I feel like a lot of things got lost in translation, because I was telling her, or I had told her, and then she was relaying it rather than hearing it firsthand. They're offshores, English second language, all that kind of thing. So look, yes, everything was sorted out in the end, and the final website is gorgeous. I love it. But still, it would have been good to get that clarity much earlier on. So I recommend asking the question as to who will actually be developing, designing your site before you get started, just so you don't have that oversight there. I also should have made the deadline clearer from the beginning. We were floating around for so many months with little things done here and there, but there were no clear expectations about a finish date. I then provided one, and it kept being missed. So I should have probably explained the impact of not launching a new website was having my business and the potential loss of work. Because I could see in analytics, I was getting the people seeing my page, but it was not converting. I barely would have any website inquiries, which I hope changes after this launch. I know, look, some of the blame it could be put on them, on the developers, but ultimately it was my project. And so I should have been driving it better. So I recommend to you, choose a deadline and ensure it's constantly communicated and constantly reminded. All right, that was a big one. We'll now move on to number two, which is invest the money or time to work on the content. I'm talking about copy here. Okay, so when you run an SEO copywriting agency that predominantly writes website copy, there is a lot of pressure when it comes to writing your own stuff. Because my whole website is my portfolio, ultimately. I don't have a separate portfolio page. I didn't feel like that would work because I have a team of writers. So I just really wanted my website copy to really showcase what I do. And look, I've ended up with 20 pages for my website. So that's a lot of copy. And look, if writing isn't your strong suit, please, please seek assistance from copywriters like me and my team, because many people forget that a pretty website doesn't convert. It's otherwise just a pretty but empty shell if you don't have strong content that effectively communicates your messages. So good website design and good website copy work hand in hand. And that's why I formed so many positive collaborations with website designers and developers, because they get it. And look, yes, it can be a bit of an investment. For example, our website copy packages start at $3,000 plus GST for 5 pages. But if it's done well, and we always do it well, you won't have to change it much. Although I've heard making updates every 6 months is very worthwhile. And then just a side note, at Right Time Marketing, we offer split payments over 2 or 3 installments to make it easier to afford. But if you want to take a crack at writing your website copy yourself, that's fine too. But making the time can be super difficult. So personally, I set up writing time sessions for every Friday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. My friend Estelle, hi Estelle, and I committed to do it together for me to work on my website copy and for her to work on her book. And now that my website is launched, I'll start using that time to work on my own book too. But this accountability time via Zoom ensured that the writing actually got done. I was the host, so I had to show up. And we did the Pomodoro method of 25 minutes working and a 5-minute break. And that's uninterrupted 25 minutes. So I had to be productive if I didn't want an embarrassing chat at the end of those 25 minutes. So while it took me 2.5 months worth of writing time sessions to complete my website copy, it got done. And I'm very happy with the result. Now, something I did do, by the way, I was trying to get it perfect in that first go rather than just getting a rough draft and going back. So maybe don't be like me and just like get it all out of your head first and then go back and edit. Also, if you are a better communicator via verbal versus typing it, do a Zoom, record yourself, get a transcript, and then work with that. I recommend then, you know, doing something similar accountability-wise. Don't just have writing time in your calendar. Make it a meeting and ensure there's at least one person in the room to keep you accountable to getting stuff done in that session. And look, if you read out your copy after it's completed and it doesn't sound like you or doesn't sound like the tone of voice you're going for in your business, then simply adjust it. What you write doesn't need to be locked in forever. That's part of the beauty of the online world. All right, number three we're up to now. Get new professional photos done. So as part of your website makeover, I highly recommend getting fresh new photos. I knew I needed new photos because I've been reusing the same 5 photos over the past 4 years. And those photos didn't properly portray me and my offerings. I mean, so much happened in that time, like in a right time marketing world, in 1 month, things can change dramatically. I have all these ideas. So look, I invested into a full 4-hour professional photo shoot with Eric from EYXL Photo. Hey, Eric. I met him via networking as well. I loved his stuff. So finding a venue that suited my brand new style guide was a bit of an effort, as I didn't want anything that cost heaps of money to hire. Because last time I did it super cheap. I just hung out at the startup pub and the park outside Wynyard train station in Sydney, which was free. Well, I don't know if it was, maybe I was meant to pay, but I just turned up basically. But it meant that we were a bit limited in capturing much more than just me and my laptop or me and a notepad. So in the end, I decided upon Whatso, a co-working space at Zetland. So yes, it was a bit of a schlep for me coming from the Hills District because that's in the eastern suburbs, I think around an hour drive, just under. But I've been there before and the vibe was right. And we got a good rate for a room to leave our stuff. I also planned to get some models to portray my workshops and other trainings. So it wasn't just me. And as you'll see on my website, go check it out, righttimemarketing.com.au, you'll see that a lot of those people, it just helps it bring to life a bit more. So I had to locate the people in the east who could pop by for a couple of hours. And thankfully, I found 3 willing volunteers. My sister was one, my old dancing friend, another friend I met through networking, plus a somewhat willing photography assistant who sat in when the other, the females had to leave because they had their little kids with them and had stuff to do. But you know what? Those photos turned out absolutely beautiful. And yes, I was a bit stiff at the very beginning, so acknowledge that may happen. But the shots towards the end really capture my personality and who I am. So on the website, you'll see some silly ones, which I love. Even Eric created a little couple of GIFs of me, all different expressions. He called me like the woman of a million faces or something. Anyway, so I recommend getting various poses that can be used on different pages of your website, like confuse expressions to highlight client pain points. And I have ones of me mucking around with the microphone to highlight my enthusiasm for this podcast. And yeah, overall, totally worth the investment. Totally worth it. Number 4, now these are getting a bit shorter now. Regularly check in with your developer and designer. So during the initial development period, I was meeting with Shika every week for 1 to 1.5 hours. And I found this to be very helpful for updates and knowing what actions I need to take. Although a week goes by very fast, and in many cases, one of us or both hadn't proceeded much further with things. But I definitely recommend doing this type of thing to keep across the progress. I also recommend being kind yet firm with your expectations. As for my previous comments about the deadline, I should have been reminding the team every time we connected of that deadline. Number 5, outsource the annoying tasks. So sometimes you need to source or create images for banners or find backlinks to things, and that can be bloody annoying to do yourself. So don't be afraid to put your virtual assistant, VA, to work to tackle these things. Just ensure your VA completely understands the tasks you're asking them to do and the task matches exactly what the web developer has requested, so you don't waste anyone's time and energy doing the wrong things. And if you don't have a VA, seek someone on Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, or Upwork, U-P-W-O-R-K, to provide temporary help. You might appreciate the effort so much, they end up becoming a VA anyway. I love having a VA, definitely converted 2 years in. Okay, tip number six, allocate the time to properly review everything before giving the go-ahead. Look, I'm very good at filling my calendar with meetings and projects for clients, but not very good at allocating time to work on my business, hence needing to allocate that writing time. But then as my website launch date got closer and I was asked to review everything and give final feedback, I struggled to find the time. So I recommend blocking out time to look at the pages again prior to launch, at least 2 hours, and then again after it's been launched to iron out any issues. And tip number seven, organize a website launch strategy to celebrate. Because after all the blood, sweat, and tears, quite literally sometimes, you need to ensure you announce the website launch. And I mean, tell everyone. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I've obviously released this podcast episode and written a blog. I'll also send out a standalone email shouting it from the rooftops to my 1,000 people on my mail out list. Feel free to touch base if you want me to add you to that. But to go one step further, and obviously socials too, I'm putting together some fun giveaways. I've collected some awesome prizes for a social media competition, and that includes, you know, people liking the post, tagging, following, that kind of thing. And the aim is to get as many people aware of the website as possible. That prize pack has been collated via some items from me and generously donated items from business women within my networking community. So thanks to everyone there. Check out my Instagram bio at LeanneShelton247 for the link to that. I'll only be available for a week or so get in quick. I'm also running a mini website scavenger hunt. I'm hiding a secret word among the pages, but you've got to be subscribed to my newsletter list to get the 3 clues. The first 5 people to email me with the word and the page they found it on will win a free power hour with me valued at $250 plus GST, or $350 if they want the transcript. And I'll be verbally telling everyone at networking events too. So just on that note, I'm announcing that launch in a few days' time on Friday, I hope to be. So just keep an eye out if you are listening to this earlier in the week. But yes, all very, very, very exciting. I'd love to personally hear about your website launch ideas or what you've done in the past. And I'm so thrilled to bring you this website. So yeah, it's write, as in write with a pen, W-R-I-T-E, timemarketing.com.au. Please, if you've got any feedback on it as well, please shoot me a DM. You can get in touch with me, LeanneShelton247, or on LinkedIn, Leanne Shelton. Let me know what you think. I would really, really appreciate it. I hope you love it, because I do. But yes, that brings me to the end of this episode, covering my 7 tips for launching a new website based on my own experiences and learnings. Now, to recap, 1, get clear on what you want. 2, invest the money or time to work on the content. 3, get new professional photos done. 4, regularly check in with your developer or designer. 5, outsource the annoying tasks. 6, allocate the time to properly review everything before giving the go ahead. And 7, organize a website launch strategy to celebrate. Oh, and have a glass of wine or whatever you drink as well. Do that. If you require any website copywriting help, you can start the conversation by getting in touch with me at the Shiny New website on our contact page, or there's a cool chat bot added as well. So thank you very much for tuning in. You can find the show notes to this episode at marketingandme.com.au. And if you enjoy listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and a review, and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn, Just search for Leanne Shelton. Let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me under Instagram, LeanneShelton247, or book on a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.